Ronan is back with another look at what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Mary. My girls all gone in one go is the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror over a photo of David Bowden carrying his wife Una's coffin. The tragedy of the Bowden family, car crash victims Una and her daughters Kira and Saoirse. Their three wicker coffins are pictured side by side on the front page of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times says that the funeral heard that the day he was told of his family's deaths, David Bowden was about to fly home and spend their first night together in their new home, a semi-derelict cottage they'd renovated. The Irish Independent reports that the family's two dogs died in the crash. David Bowden said that this brought him solace, as Kira loved them, and the fact that they're all together comforts him. Another story, which appears in several papers this morning, is housing. The Irish Times front page reports that the government has started work on setting up a new agency dedicated to handle migrant accommodation. Inside, the Times tells the story of a derelict site in Dublin and explains why it's been like that for so long. It's a row of eight dilapidated shops and houses in the Coombe, and Ronan McGreevy's analysis describes it as the first sight a new mother experiences when she leaves the Coombe Hospital with her new baby. His piece details the to-ing and fro-ing between the developers, the council, the planning system and the courts that have led to the site being left now so that a tree has sprouted from the ruins of one of the houses. Several of this morning's papers report from the Coroner's Court in Dublin. Yesterday it held an inquest into the death of a young woman from Lusk. According to the Irish Sun, she attended hospital with heart palpitations and shortness of breath. She was told she was having a panic attack, and on leaving the emergency department she was given a bag and told to blow into it if she experienced the symptoms again. The inquest heard that the woman died 3 days later from clots in her lungs. The coroner was told the hospital had a policy of carrying out a blood test for clots if a doctor is clinically concerned, but hadn't done so on this occasion. The Irish Independent reports that the young woman's mother told the inquest that her daughter had collapsed at home and that her last words were to her, "I'm scared." At yesterday's inquest, the mother turned to the hospital's representatives and said, "For future reference, a blood test, please. No matter what you think." Elsewhere in the Independent, columnist John Downing has words of warning for Simon Harris and his upcoming reshuffle. He says cabinet reshuffles often make things worse. He cites what he calls Albert Reynolds' cabinet massacre in 1992 and Garrett Fitzgerald's botched revamp in 1986. And in fact, 1986 appears in a compelling piece in Belfast Telegraph. That paper has been going through security files they've recently discovered in London. And today, Sam McBride is looking at what those files say about the invasion of Monaghan by the DUP in 1986. The files say that the DUP group were actually lost when they ended up in Clontibret. When they were arrested, Peter Robinson went white when he heard that the bail was £50,000 and that he'd be brought in handcuffs to Mountjoy. In the middle of all that, the new British ambassador in Dublin wanted to invite the DUP invaders to lunch. In the end, the files say it was a Garda superintendent who stepped in and calmed things down. And that's in the Belfast Telegraph. And in the same paper and right up to date, there's a photo of fire damage to a house in County Down. No one was injured and the fire was quickly put out. And the cause of the fire? The paper says it was a scented candle that exploded and set fire to some curtains.
Ronan Kelly.